wonderful Monday morning, McCurley. We're going to start the week on a positive note. And as you know, we like to do in Coach Poto's Positive Press, we got somebody here and that we're going to share a real positive story on today.
Yeah, this morning on Coach Poto's Positive Press, we've got Jimbo Head with us. And every Monday morning, Jimbo, we try to be positive with somebody in and around the community or as Josh said, but I couldn't think of anybody else that is more positive than Jimbo Head. And what I mean by that is what he does, and yes, he works there and makes it as a living, but I don't think he'll ever retire because it is so rewarding what he does. First of all, tell us a little bit about Jimbo Head and what you do.
Thank you, David, and I will. The work that I do, it focuses on inmate men who are incarcerated in the state of Alabama, the state of Georgia, and the state of Mississippi. And about 15 years ago, I came upon a piece of content that was written by Richard Simmons III in Birmingham called The True Measure of a Man. And the message in this book has been so impactful in my life that it really caused me to examine the way I measured my own life. And this is really what it's about. The focus of the book is about how men go about establishing their identities, in other words, who they are. And typically what we find is that most men measure themselves based on their performance, what they do, and how well they do mm-hmm. what they do. And if that's practiced throughout one's lifetime, then there will be times where the inevitable question will pop up of, what if I fail at what I do? And for this, for most men, that question is literally looming around every decision potentially that they make in their life. And it can cause a man to really fall into confusion and be confused, I'll say it this way, between achievement and value.
Right.
Because there is a difference. And so what we do with the message in The True Measure of a Man is the way I like to say it is, we help these inmate men connect to God in a more relational way. We're all told as young boys growing up to be a man. However, for most of us, that never gets defined for us. And so now we're at a loss as a young boy. What does that mean? What do those words mean to a young boy? Be a man. Does it mean you can never show emotion? You can never cry? You always have to win? You always have to be strong? You always have to be up? Those types of things. And if you don't have an adult male in your life who is helping you understand these things from a biblical truth perspective, you'll be lost.
Right. And you talked to me off air about the first time you ever walked into one of these prisons that, of course, you had a handful of guys from Church of the Highlands, in which you're a member here at Sylacauga's campus. But you walked in with a group of guys, but you were in front of about 50 inmates. And I got to ask you, of course, you mentioned to me you weren't scared, you weren't intimidated, and the things that you found out is truly your calling for what God wants you to do. But my thing is how receptive it probably was from those inmates.
It did more for me, I'm convinced. This does more for me than it probably does for them, David.
I'm sure it does. I mean, that's why I say it's got to be very rewarding for you as well.
But these men, honestly, when you skin it all back. These men are no different than you and I.
No.
They want to have relationships with other men. They want to know that their life matters. They want to know that their life counts. And so they are very receptive to people from the outside world to come in and simply spend time with them.
Yeah. You know, you think about it. Basically, they are just like you and I. And they've made a mistake somewhere along the way in their life. And I tell everybody all the time, if I was put in jail for the mistakes I made, I'd never get out. So, I mean, they're no different. God loves them the same as he loves you and I.
He does. And what I found to be really surprising but refreshing is I never saw myself working in the prison environment. And yet, when I landed there, God couldn't have had a better disciple in there. Wow. That's been my experience.
Wow. I tell you what, if you want to learn more about this book, The True Measure of a Man, or you can actually go to the website, it's called thecenterbeham.org. They have 10 or 11 men there that do ministries all across the state. And, of course, Jimbo, as he mentioned, he goes across Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama to the prisons here. And, of course, we just appreciate you coming in today and talking about this, because it is people, in my opinion, it is people like you that are making a difference in someone else's life.
Well, thank you, David. It's a real privilege for me to do this. I would love to take credit for it, but I'm not. I give all the credit and glory to God, and I'm thankful for it, and it's something that I get to do.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
That was just real, real cool stuff right there. And as you know, we always say on Coach Poto's Positive Press, go dominate your week.